About a year ago, Chief Ernest Morales was sworn into office, and a lot has happened in the last year and a week, and he joins us live this morning on KMLJ. Good morning, and congratulations on your first year.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Freddie, and thank you, Chantel, for having me on the show. This is a great opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Do you think in the last year, how would you rate the safety quotient of the transit system from a year ago to right now?
Well, I think we've come a long way. Just the numbers alone, when you compare 2023 accomplishments, we reduced crime 25%. Year to date, we're down 29%. However, we understand that we are fighting the perception of societal issues that are taking place on our system. But I want to remind everyone that we are a small window to the larger societal issues that we are experiencing, not only in the state of Minnesota, but in the country.
So what are those societal issues? Let's go deeper into that. What do you mean when you say societal issues?
Well, we know that we have a chemical dependency issue here in this country, especially in the Twin Cities. We have unsheltered people. We have people that are suffering from mental behavioral issues. And these are issues that we have to focus on if we want to find our way out.
Well, everyone, we're talking with Ernest Morales. He is the ninth chief of police for the Metro Transit System. So when you came in, what were your three top goals that you wanted to accomplish in your first year?
Yes, so I definitely wanted to accomplish safety. I wanted to accomplish comfortability and ridership. And I have to say that we increased ridership, we lowered crime down, and the way we were able to do this is it was me going out, leading from the front, speaking to my troops, and I give all the credit to the men and women of the Metro Transit Police Department. They're stepping up. I really appreciate their efforts. They aren't recognized for the work they do on a daily basis. It's phenomenal what they've done.
How large is your team of officers and patrol people who take care of the city's transit systems?
So right now, like all of our other law enforcement professional agencies, we're having workforce issues. We should be at 171. We're currently at 107, and that number fluctuates on a regular basis. We are having a major recruiting campaign. As a matter of fact, we have a community service officer program where we will issue up to $18,000 tuition reimbursement. And you can go to metrotransit.org/joinMTPD. metrotransit.org/joinMTPD.
Wow. So that's great. So you'll take care of tuition reimbursement up to $18,000. Are there any other bonuses for becoming a transit officer?
Yes, so if you are a brand new individual without law enforcement experience, we will give you a $4,000 sign-on bonus. If you are a lateral from another police agency, we will give you $8,000.
Wow. How soon can I get down there to help you out?
Right.
We're waiting for you this morning.
I'm coming too.
My goodness.
Everyone. No, thank you, Chantel.
So it's interesting that, you know, we're talking about crime, we're talking about societal issues. What can we do as a community to help you, to help us?
Thank you for the question, because this is a shared responsibility. And what I encourage people to do is use transportation. Transportation offers us opportunities. Not only does it offer us opportunities, it breaks down invisible barriers that we don't see. And it gives people the opportunity to expand their horizons, to see things that they otherwise wouldn't see because this is their only mode of transportation. So I would encourage people to please return to the system so that we could form our own communities. And when we see something that isn't comfortable, use our text for safety. That's 612-900-0411. 612-900-0411. Tell us what you're seeing. Give us as much information as possible so that we can respond and address the code of conduct violations that you're seeing.
So what would you say to the family who wants to go to see a Twins game? Their season is starting soon. They're coming from one of the outer rims of the community, one of the outer suburbs, but they're concerned about taking the Uber and the Lyft may not be here, but there's nobody who's going to take them down to the stadium and then come back in all that traffic and take them back. But they're concerned about safety on the rail system or the bus system. What would you tell them?
I would say, pack up your bags, get on the train, come down, and enjoy yourself opening day in Minnesota, because it's going to be great. Not only are we going to have police presence, we're safer in numbers, and the crowds are going to return. So please, get on the trains.
All right.
Get on the buses.
You know, that sounds like a good slogan for the transit system. Get on the train. Get on the buses.
I like that.
Wow. You know, I was looking at your background, and it seems like your whole life has led you to this point. Have you ever wanted to do anything other than law enforcement, Chief Morales?
Sure. So, I grew up poor, single-family home on welfare, the drug-addicted mom. And I had to fight my way out of the hood. And I took up boxing. I was a professional boxer before I entered law enforcement. I did 22 years with the United States Navy, and I retired as Lieutenant Commander in the Reserves. So I've been fighting my whole life for the people. I'm fighting for Metro Transit, and I'm happy to be here.
All right. It's so exciting to share with you, and I can just hear that energy with you of wanting just to make a difference in our community. Do you have a final thought that you'd like to share with our Twin Cities audience this morning and even those who are listening around the world?
Yes, absolutely. Transportation offers opportunities, as I said, and I encourage all people to return to the system, to utilize it, so that we can start operating as a society that we want to see.
All right. And I would encourage folks, buy a ticket first before you get on the transit system. That's important.
Absolutely.
Chief Morales, it's such a pleasure being with you, and it's an honor to talk with someone with so much passion about the transit system and the safety and the welfare of our communities. Thank you for being with us this morning on KMLJ.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
All right. And don't be a stranger. You can come back anytime, all right?
Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Take care.